don't see, not everyone we knew had televisions. We take a lot of these things for granted. It was only in 1975 that half the people in this country had telephones. Until 1975, the majority of people in Britain didn't have access to a telephone.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know that my dad's family, but his father was an engineer, and they always had a telly, always. And indeed, my granddad built a functioning telly from scratch because he wanted to watch the coronation.
Sure.
But then my mum, she was brought up as a council estate, but they always had a telly. But I think she told me that my grandfather absolutely wanted a TV. He thought it was a brilliant idea, and he absolutely wanted to. They always had a TV. I didn't know that it was. There were quite a few people of that kind of age.
There were quite a few people that didn't. I think we take a lot of these things almost as a background for granted. We take sort of telecommunications, having television, having telephones, and it's almost like a basic thing. It's a necessity of life. But certainly when I was growing up, the first question you'd ask someone if you met them is, are you on the telephone? Which today it sounds like asking, do you have a horse and cart or something? It sounds absolutely preposterous.
Well, I know that if you watch old clips of old game shows, TV shows, like Stars in Their Eyes,
yeah,
in the 70s, and that you would vote for the star you wanted via postcard.
That's right, yes.
And I thought to myself, well, why would they do that? And you're rather making sense of it. If only half the population.
Yeah.
And was it ITV?
Yeah.
So that's the sort of was seen as the light channel, the workers' channel.
That's right, yes.
So presumably those people were even less likely to have telephones.
That's right, yes.
Wow.
So, you've got to remember also that, I mean, getting a telephone was a big problem. You had to book it months in advance. You had to go to an office and be interviewed. Telephones.
Why did you have to be interviewed for?
To get a telephone. It was a state enterprise, like being in the Soviet Union. You had to go to an office and speak to somebody there and apply to have a telephone.
Oh, I see.
And there was a big waiting list. All things like gas and electricity and telephones were state monopolies. You couldn't just buy a gas cooker. You had to go to a government-run agency, a special place to buy a government-authorised gas cooker.
I did not know this.
It was after the Labour Party came in the late 1940s, they nationalised everything like gas, electricity and so on. So these were state monopolies. It was very
I knew that, but I thought you got to get a cooker, you go to a shop, you buy a cooker.
No, you had to do it to a government agency.
What if electricity, same?
Electricity the same, yeah. You couldn't just go off and buy an electric cooker or a gas cooker. You had to go to a special place, you know, run by the electricity board or the gas board.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are the kind of things that get lost, though. They get the information just gets lost and forgotten. And then you're reading back on things in history or what, and it just doesn't make sense anymore because you've forgotten that information. So, for example, when I've told my kids about life before the internet,
yeah,
they don't understand that there was an infrastructure there. It's not that bad. So you had things like frequent post.
Sure.
You had concepts like stamped addressed envelopes.
Yeah.
You had even telegrams. If you go back to the early 80s, when did they get rid of telegrams? I don't know when it was. So there were things to make communication slightly easier.
But, that's right. Yeah.
Which it wasn't just like we jumped. But that's extraordinary. I did not know that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before you go, I must tell you that tickets for my Liverpool meetup and for my London Christmas dinner are almost sold out. So don't miss out on the opportunity to learn about the Neo-Byzantium that we are building. Click on the link below to reserve your place there now. Are you ready for the future of the West?